You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Last week, we talked with Aubrey Betancourt of the California Water Alliance, one of the backers of a proposed ballot measure that would redirect $10 billion in unspent bonds from the state's high-speed rail project and put them to use to build more water storage. It would also modify the water bond voters passed in 2014 and make other legal changes to the definition of beneficial use of water in California. Backers of the effort say they already have generated around 300,000 signatures, but need around 300,000 more by the end of next month to make it on the ballot. That may prove to be difficult. The group says they are pushing on despite the increasing costs of paid signature gatherers. Here to hear the other side on our program today, we have with us on the phone today Tim Johnson. He is with the California Rice Industry Association in Northern California and is a member of the group Stop the Water Grab, which opposes the ballot measure. Tim, welcome to our program.
Well, thank you for having me.
Agriculture is often viewed as some sort of monolithic entity by those outside of it, but those who know farmers and the ag industry a little closer know that it's very different in different parts of the state, different crops, different growers, different areas. Your group is opposed to this latest measure, which many farmers in this part of the valley support. What is your single biggest concern with this ballot measure, or proposed ballot measure?
Well, sure. I think I would start by saying, you know, there are farmers, in fact, in the Fresno area also that are opposed to the measure. And what we find are folks that are concerned about, you know, the constitutional amendment that is included in the proposed ballot measure are concerned. Folks that are concerned about delays in Temperance Flat and also in Sites Reservoir construction are concerned. And then in the north, our particular concern is our working relationship with our environmental community. So those are the reasons why we've come out, as you say, different than some of our colleagues in agriculture opposed to this measure. We just think it's going to be very harmful. More importantly, we're not convinced that people understand when they get the clipboard in front of them that they're not voting for something or signing up for something that's good, right? Less trains, more water storage, how could that be bad? And what we know is that those three things really, in fact, caused the measure to really do some harm to California and do some harm to water storage projects that are already quite far down the line here in the North State.
Yeah, I want to talk about some of those specifics in a bit. Your group is called Stop the Water Grab. If that is the case, in your view, who is grabbing the water from whom?
So you look at the petition that you would sign, and it looks like you can just take bond money from the train and then go ahead and put that into additional storage. And if it were just that, it probably wouldn't be a problem. I think farmers in the north would also be, you know, at least supportive of that. But in fact, what it does, first thing that the measure does that causes us concern, was actually put in the California State Constitution of Water Rights Priority. The first water right priority would be for urban users. That's fine. The second would be for agricultural uses. And the third would be for the environment. And really, a constitutional amendment with regard to water rights, everybody agrees. In fact, even the proponents would really cause a lot of disruption in water rights in the state, those that have senior water rights in the San Joaquin Valley as well as Sacramento Valley, and certainly you'd end up with years of litigation trying to sort through what this new constitutional amendment would mean for water rights in the state.
Now, supporters say they aren't actually changing water rights themselves, but the definition of beneficial use and how those things are prioritized. Your group has a particular position and interest in this, in that rice growers work with environmental uses in using water. Explain a little more about your concern there and how your growers use water in your off-season, so to speak.
Right. Farmers of rice here in the Sacramento Valley spend a lot of time working with our conservation partners, really two times of the year. One is when we're growing our rice. We make sure that there's enough water in the river for the winter run of the Chinook salmon, which is the species in the Sacramento River that's endangered. It's really our delta smelt. And we do projects here with our conservation partners, our fish friends, to make sure that there's water both for farming and water in the river for fish. The second thing that we do after we harvest our rice crop, we chop the straw, we disc it lightly into the soil, and then we reflood that field. We call it winter flooding. It breaks down the rice straw, but it also provides habitat. About 60% of the food from our rice fields, weed seeds, leftover rice, insects that grow, for the 7 to 10 million ducks and geese that overwinter, come down the Pacific Flyway each winter, and spend the winter here. And so that conservation relationship is very important. And really, by changing and adding this water rights priority to the California Constitution, it'll be a question. Is that winter flooding that we would do, is that an agricultural use of water and would come in second? Or would it be a third priority, the last priority for water in the state? And I'll just tell you that, in addition to just the problems with the constitutional amendment, the litigation, in addition to the delay of sites, to say that all of agriculture believes that the environment should come last when it comes to water is certainly not the case in the Sacramento Valley. Our farmers are as much conservationists as they are farmers, and we just don't believe that the environment should come last.
Tim, one of the things is that it would not only affect the existing high-speed rail dollars, it would also reopen up the water bond that voters approved back in 2014 and change the composition of the board that decides how that money is spent. Is that a concern that you have, especially given the coalition building that went into getting that water bond passed?
The impacts on Proposition 1, as you pointed out, that passed with a huge coalition, and over 60% of the voters in the state of California said yes, is a huge concern of ours. It really does two things. It takes all that money from Proposition 1, about $2.7 billion that are allocated for storage, surface storage, and just takes those dollars right along with the high-speed rail dollars. So, again, something else most folks don't know. And then the second thing that it would do is it would establish a new body to take the dollars from Prop 1 and the high-speed rail bond dollars and allocate those to projects. So here in the north, sites Reservoir Joint Powers Authority, and I know also the Temperance Flat Joint Powers Authority, been working very hard to submit their proposals to the California Water Commission, who oversees currently the Prop 1 bond dollars. And that process would be completely eliminated, the millions of dollars that we've spent here in the north to prepare those proposals, and I'll be submitting them here within the next month. That would all be for naught. You'd have to wait until everything kind of got spooled back up, all the dollars got put in together to go fund additional projects. So we think it would delay Sites Reservoir for a couple of years. I'll give you an example. Right now, if Sites Reservoir were in place today, it would have captured over 600,000 acre-feet of water just for the storms that have passed so far this year and the water that's run down the Sacramento River. So we can see there's a real material impact for any delay of building sites in Temperance Flat.
Tim Johnson is with the California Rice Industry Association and is one of the members of the group Stop the Water Grab, an effort of farmers, environmental groups, and others opposed to the ballot measure we told you about last week, backed by the California Water Alliance. They are gathering signatures to qualify an effort to put it before voters this fall that would take $10 billion in unspent bond funds from the high-speed rail project and direct them to water storage projects in California. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.